All right, guys, it's Cheapy D and Shipwreck live from the post-Sony press conference in our hotel room.
Woo!
Well, my hotel room. Woo! These are less applause than were received at the actual press conference.
They had a good showing.
The crowd seemed to like this.
All of the rumors were true.
Yes, everything. Well, let's start at the beginning. The biggest rumor came true. Was that The Last Guardian is in existence?
Yeah, they showed gameplay from it. And it looks like Ico with a big Falcor from.
I was surprised how much it looked like.
It looked a little. Ico, yeah.
It's okay.
I pronounced it Ico for years back when I was playing it.
So did I, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, it looks to tug all the right emotions and everything. The bird dog animation is nice.
The feathers or things, feathers or hair, fur,
right.
Feather fur.
Look
good.
It looks like a PlayStation 3 game though, right?
The textures looked a little lacking.
Just a.
A lot lacking.
A lot of it. I don't know if it's the art style necessarily or what it is, but it looks like a game that's been in development for a long time.
Because it's still, you know what it is? It's missing, like, the dynamic lighting that you're used to seeing mm-hmm. in games that are shown at these, you know, things that really, the effects that make the games pop and look like next-generation games.
Yeah, there's a lot of fog, just gray fog,
right.
Like, in the game. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a great game. It's just, like, it put a damper on it for me a little bit to, like, realize, oh, yeah, this isn't going to look like every other game that was shown today.
Right, at that level.
Right.
And really, who knows what we were really looking at? That thing could have been made a while ago. That build could be really old. Who knows?
That build could be 4 years old.
It could very well be.
And that's what it looked like to me. Like
it looked like a PlayStation 3 game because it was supposed to be a PlayStation 3 game.
Right. I think they need... We might be getting a remastered version of that on the same console.
No, I don't know.
Years down the road.
But they say it's coming out in 2016, but if anything, it's going to be the end of 2016, but I bet it doesn't come out in 2016. That seems unlikely.
That's a common theme. Like we can talk about that right now, I guess. It's hard to compare the Xbox One and the Sony, the PlayStation conferences, because they're for two different years.
Right.
Like, Microsoft's everything just about was 2015 or early, like, spring 2016.
Right.
Whereas this was some third-party stuff this year, and then everything else was either 2016 or no firm year.
Right.
I wonder if a lot of great announcements. It's just it's so far off that it's hard to get, like, so fired up for me.
Right, of course. You're going to pre-order a game that's coming out next year?
No.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
I know. So it's hard to get excited. But there was a lot of good stuff that they showed and things that I will be buying.
Oh, I'll be buying Last Guardian. There's no doubt about it because I like those games. I just... The graphics disappointed me a little bit. What didn't disappoint was this next one, the new one from Guerrilla, Horizon Zero Dawn. Which right. I have to commit that name to memory because that is three video gamey names.
Just Horizon, I think, is fine.
There's already a game we just called Horizon, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
It's
not a great name.
Robot Dinosaur Killer would be a better name than this.
Yes, and that's yeah, and it'll sell more games.
It looked really good. You basically have a tribal woman that's killing dinosaurs with a bow and arrow in the future.
Robot dinosaurs.
And I've liked the Killzone games, so this is kind of up my alley.
Right. Is this open world? Like, it must
there
be,
wasn't,
right?
Again, this seemed like it was pretty far off because they didn't really talk much. They didn't talk any. It was just a trailer.
Right.
That had what looked to be... Maybe gameplay
elements.
Looked
like gameplay.
But they didn't say a word about it. It was wedged in between two other trailers.
Right. And it also really highlights what we were saying about Last Guardian. You know, show those two games back to back. And of course, you know, I'm excited to see Last Guardian game. But when you just look at the games, the visual differences between the games, the Horizon game is checking all the next generation checkboxes. But, you know, Last Guardian is not. Right after that, they rolled out the new Hitman trailer, world premiere. They did it.
That was just a trailer.
Yeah, there was right. No gameplay.
There was no gameplay, really. No. It might have been some in engine stuff, whatever that means when you can make that on PC.
Right, whatever. Okay, so, okay, I like Hitman. I did not finish the last one, but it was okay.
Again, 20...
Whatever.
20-something.
20-something. Not 2015. What else?
They then talked about Street Fighter V. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a game that is coming in 2016, I believe. The beta is coming this in a couple months.
Okay.
That's, of course, the exclusive that Sony bought. Yeah. I don't have anything to say about it, really.
Right. Like, that's a game that I will not be buying. That's what I could probably say. I just, you know. I still haven't played Mortal Kombat X.
Right.
Ultra Street Fighter 4 upgrade thing that I got, I think.
It looks very, very nice. Then they went on to the new Media Molecule game, Dreams, which...
Looks like an acid trip.
Pretty far out there. I don't even know what to, like, to describe. Like, you could draw stuff, and it would come to life.
You basically make... acid trips, and then you share them with other people, is what it looked like. I don't know. But they wouldn't even really explain what the game was.
It seemed to be somewhat similar in concept to, like, a Project Spark, where you're creating things, and it can be different kinds of games. Like, there was one, like, it was a space action game.
Yeah, shooting. I saw shooting.
Shooting, and...
So there is a game in there somewhere, like gameplay elements, like traditional gameplay elements.
Yeah, it's very much a create your own type of thing, but not much shown and not anytime soon.
Right.
For that.
Okay.
Then what did we get? Some Destiny stuff.
Right. I sort of zoned out for that. I got to be honest.
Maybe Wombat will talk about that.
I don't think he will.
If he's excited about that Destiny stuff.
But this game, the next game, I was paying very close attention because I've been looking forward to this one for a while. It's called Firewatch, and it's coming to PS4 and PC first. So I guess it's hitting Xbox at some point. But this is the game where you're like in a park and you're communicating with like a park ranger over a walkie-talkie, and there's, I guess, a fire that you're supposed to look out for or something.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to be watching for it.
It's a survival adventure type game.
With almost like a Team Fortress-style art style. Not quite that cartoony, but similar color palette, it looked like.
Yeah. A lot of reds and oranges.
Yeah, it looked very cool. And the voice acting and dialogue was very well done.
It was funny and snappy.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Then they teased that Final Fantasy thing first with that world of Final Fantasy thing that...
People were like, what? You heard like crickets in the background after that trailer ended. Like, this is what you were talking about?
That was weird. It had like little chibi versions of Final Fantasy characters.
I don't know.
That could stand on each other.
It didn't look like a PS4 game.
It was a PS4 and Vita game.
Okay, there you go.
But then, yeah, the big news there was Final Fantasy VII Remake is happening.
Is a thing.
All
right.
And again, that was no gameplay, just all CG, which a lot of that game was CG. So
right.
That'll be something I buy.
Yes.
I played a lot of Final Fantasy VII in college.
And that's a PS4 exclusive?
Coming to PS4 first or something.
Okay.
I think that was what it said. That there was at least wasn't communicated well enough to where I remember it being all the way exclusive. I think that comes to everything.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, I don't have any emotional attachment to that game, so...
Did you not play it?
No. I've only played Final Fantasy X is the only one I played.
Seven, it'll be interesting because while it's a very good game, it was a very confusing game story-wise, like all of these games are, I guess.
That's why I can't play these games. It's like they're impossible to follow, right?
Yeah, but it was a very good traditional RPG, and there was a lot to do in it. So get ready to breed some chocobos.
People seemed, I mean, that brought the house down. I mean, that was almost at the point of, like, you know, you can trade your games in for free.
Right.
Level of excitement. Almost. It wasn't at that level, but people stood up and cheered. The people who waited in line for 4 hours to get to the best seats in front, who stood up and cheered.
I think at the earliest, that's 2017.
Right. Who knows?
It's going to take a long time to make that game.
What else did we see? Let's see.
Assassin's Creed. They showed some of that.
Yeah, I like that.
Looked ultra-violent.
I like the London setting. I'm in for that. I'll be buying that. It's another game I'll be buying.
Yeah, I think they went into their exclusive downloadable content
mode
on that. They showed that Batman, too. What was that about?
I don't even know. People, like, I think there were a few times in the press conference where the audience was confused as to exactly what they were watching. It became a first-person shooter at some point. That Batman game. Did I imagine that or no?
No, that's what it was. I thought it was going to be something like, oh, there's another Batman game, and it was going to be like...
You're the Scarecrow.
Either the Scarecrow or your, I don't know, somebody. Policeman.
Random cop.
Because it was interesting to me in that it looked like it was Scarecrow, and I thought, oh no, this cop is hallucinating,
right,
and just killing everybody in this diner.
Right, right.
And that became interesting to me, and then I'm like, I have no idea what I just saw.
Right. And the audience was completely quiet. The trailer ended, and they were still completely quiet because they didn't even know what they were watching.
I'm interested to hear Wombat's take on that Batman trailer.
But I already bought the game, so it doesn't really matter. let's see. Then, No Man's Sky. There was a stage demo for No Man's Sky. And there's another game I'll be buying. That looks really good to me. I know you don't give two shits about it, really.
I'll buy it. It doesn't seem like... It's going to have a hard time keeping my interest for very long, I think. Just based upon... It still doesn't seem like it's all that... Like, what's the ultimate point? Like, they said to get to the center of the universe.
Well, I think, you know, it's like the traditional point of building up your... own personal empire, you get a faster ship, get a better gun, I don't know, make discoveries, explore better than other people.
Right.
I don't know. They haven't really given us a lot of details about what you can actually be doing.
It showed the space combat stuff, and it looked okay.
I love that shit.
Good.
I'm in. I love it. I'll be buying it. And I'll probably just buy it on PS4. We're not bothered
with... There were some fish.
Love fish.
Right.
They showed some Project Morpheus FPS, but I, to be honest, it was very hot in there, and I zoned in and out.
They didn't show much Morpheus stuff. It's very hard to show in that environment. Like, what are you gonna do?
Right.
They showed that multiplayer one or whatever,
right,
the little shooter, and that almost made me sick just watching what they were showing. Yeah.
Again, something that's not coming out for a while. Then they announced they'd made a big to-do that PlayStation is the new home of Call of Duty. Even though it was always there, and it's still going everywhere else.
Yeah, I get it. They it's a good business move. It's the same thing that Microsoft has been doing for years, where they get all the maps first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it is a business.
I think Sony's probably incented to do that because they don't have that many titles coming out this holiday, and this is a huge game, and
they need something to
run commercials for.
Run commercials for and to compete directly against Halo 5 this fall.
Right, because Microsoft is going to be dumping boatloads of money into marketing that game. You're not going to be able to go 2 feet in your town without running into some shit about Halo.
And they showed some Call of Duty stuff, and I had a hard time keeping up with what in the world was going on. They had like four different players playing co-op, it looked like, and everybody was shooting stuff, and I don't know what was going on.
Did you buy the last Call of Duty game?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Advanced Warfare? Or Advanced whatever?
Yeah, Advanced Kevin Spacey.
Right. Did you play it?
About half of it.
Okay. I skipped it. I'm sort of, I don't know.
They're very good. It's just, yeah, if you're still sort of, I don't know.
It's so many games. I've played it so many times. What else we got here? Final Fantasy. Battlefront. Well, they announced a lot of Star Wars. First, they did the Star Wars Disney.
Same type of thing as Call of Duty. They bought in, which is a very smart idea, to get exclusive stuff at launch for Disney Infinity, because if you have kids that want to play that game,
bam.
Yeah, I want that version, the one that has all the characters. That I can play with Boba Fett before Christmas.
Right. Or yeah, and also it could potentially sell systems if they bundle, if they make a console. It's probably a good idea, actually, to make a console bundle with some of this exclusive figure stuff, just because it is a good Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Good holiday
gift. No, it was a smart move.
Then they showed the actual Star Wars game that I give a shit about, which is Battlefront, and that looked awesome. Even though they were showing like some co-op, it looked like a co-op campaign. It's like some sort of mode, not really a campaign, like a traditional campaign, but some sort of like
it was like a wave-based thing.
Yeah,
it looked pretty nice.
It did look very nice. I like there was a lot more explosions in that game than I remember in the Star Wars movies, but that's okay. They look great,
and it looks like a modern first-person shooter too. Like, you forget like the old Battlefront games,
janky.
Yeah. They were not the best of shooters.
They didn't handle that well.
Right.
Yeah, but this looks like hot shit, and I'll be buying it. I'll probably buy it on PS4 and PC, just because.
Just in case.
Just in case. Well, Lick Chan was already giving me a hard time about it during the press conference on Twitter, so I don't want to disappoint. And then they finished off with Uncharted 4. They had some technical difficulties, but nobody really cares. Even though it was very hot. We were like, please work, please work. But it worked and it looked good. It looked like... and actually, the driving part looked really different. Well, they actually, they always stick a driving part in there, don't they?
Yeah, it
looked longer, though.
It went on for a while, yeah. And it looked like there was a lot of places for you to screw up. Like,
right. Like, where am I supposed to go?
Right, like, where are we going? Oh, he's going that way now. Whereas I'm sure I'm going to pick the wrong way several times in that sequence.
Right, but it looked like the car handled pretty well. It looked like it was fun to drive, I guess. But,
that'll be a fun game, but I like the exploration part of that, and maybe that just doesn't translate well in a E3 demo.
Definitely not.
But when they started shooting so early and like so much shooting, I was like, ugh.
Right, because when you think of Uncharted, ultimately you think of waves and waves of enemies.
Right, I think of the times when I kill 7 guys only to get killed by an 8th guy that just came up out of nowhere and shot me.
Right. Well, maybe they'll work that out for this one, but it looks great. And another game I'll be buying when it comes out in
a lot of games that we'll be buying on this list. It'll just totally be when we're buying them.
Exactly, that's the only issue. But it was obviously a great press conference.
You'll see a lot of it again next year, I'm sure.
Right. That's right. After this, we're off to a Microsoft showcase, so we're going to hopefully be able to play Halo and, I don't know, Forza, and maybe that new $150 controller.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe you get to take one home at the end of it.
Right. I'm sure they'll just be handing them out.
Yep. Don't worry, Wombat. I'll get you one. I'll get you, like, an extra nub in case, but no controller, just a nub. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we will hit you up next time. Oh, a little announcement. I'm going to be on youtube.com/E3 tomorrow, Tuesday, from 3:45 p.m. Pacific time on a Screw Attack gaming panel. It should be a lot of fun. So check it out. Peace.